Now specially created for Easy Night, a major new docu-musical for the BBC.
Baccarat to the Future. The definitive history of easy listening. Part 1. What is easy listening?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
A few instantly recognizable shades mixed from the sound spectrum that is the easy listening palette. But paradoxically for the enthusiast, defining easy ain't easy. One might just as well attempt to answer questions like,
why do birds suddenly appear?
Or,
what do you get when you fall in love?
Or even,
who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sign.
But that didn't stop us trying. We parked the Radio 1 Hummer Comet van outside the homes of the rich and famous for some celebrity doorstep answers to the question, what is easy listening?
Oh my God. It feels like everything. It feels like a big, huge hand comes around your whole body, and sometimes it's all furry and warm and it feels good, and sometimes it's scratchy and it hurts you. But it's always there.
No, I think it would be a mistake to attempt to make that assessment on this occasion.
Dear brothers and sisters, it is not possible to understand the origin without considering the preaching of Jesus.
No real joy there from Madonna John F. Kennedy and His Holiness Pope John Paul II. But what of easy listening legends who've lived and breathed the music all their professional lives? Tony Bennett and James Last.
I think it's a wonderful new innovation that's happening.
I think the easy listening music always was there, but it's good for me if people like to listen to music what we did 10 or 20 years ago.
Still no consensus there then. Already it's becoming clear that trying to bottle essence of easy is a circular exercise so futile it would make the Fourth Road Bridge painters clock off early for a pickled egg and a deep-fried Mars bar. In the end, though, our best definition of easy listening music came from an unlikely source.
Well, it's dance while you dust music, isn't it? Music without an axe to grind. Clear voices with good diction. If it was food, it would be a lemon syllabub.
And we'd like to thank Mrs. Violet Nudge of Hales Owen, who kindly responded to our small ad in Experiments in Stereo magazine.
And make it easy on yourself.
In part two of Baccarat to the Future, I'll be explaining just how influential the easy sound has been through four decades of popular music, and exposing the secret truth behind the Merseyside electric guitar combo, Beatles.
Souls breaking up is so very hard to do.
Baccarat to the Future was presented by Kevin Green. It was a Vest and Pants production for the BBC.